welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are picking up with day two of our Experiencing Friendship with God devotional on the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick up the Devo. The scripture is Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. And they say this: "Then God said, 'Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals of the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground.' So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground.'" The devotional is titled, "A Second Chance at Friendship," and it says, "We were always meant to function out of a friendship with God. At the start of their existence, Adam and Eve were presented with an assignment God declared to them: 'Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.' This was no small task for someone who only recently started breathing. Yet Adam and Eve had access to God in such a plain way that seeing him walk through the garden in the cool of the day was no strange thing. That direct access was the well from which Adam and Eve drew their inspiration and strength to expand the garden and grow in dominion. Unfortunately, Adam and Eve broke the perfect communion they had with the Father. Since then, we have been living in a fallen world where humankind is still trying to expand their gardens, but without the presence of God. Thankfully, our destiny to do great things in friendship with God has not been lost forever. Thousands of years after the garden, Jesus gave another commission to his friends with these words: 'Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" Matthew 28:19-20. "Here is another call to be fruitful, another commission to spread his love and glory over the earth. It is essentially a chance to expand the garden once again, but this time with a connection to him that cannot be broken down to our own weaknesses and failures. He offers us the only guarantee that matters, that he will be with us. He offers his presence. When have you felt the presence of God, and how has it affected you?" And if you guys are okay with it, I might have a little story time that maybe you'll find interesting. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll turn this episode off. Who knows? But I graduated undergrad, and I immediately moved to Los Angeles to become an actor. I have two diplomas, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm supposed to act for a living. And I found my way into being a private school tutor and a nanny. So I was a live-in nanny, and I tutored kids after like hours of like the nannying hours. And so I didn't have any friends, and I was lonely, and I was in a dark city, and I had been a Christian for like 7 months at that point. And so it was kind of like a, I guess what you'll say is a perfect storm for spiritual growth, or the opposite. And I remember just being so desperate. I was literally just like crying in bed. Like, actually, it feels awkward even saying that to you, you know, as an adult man, like crying in bed. But hey, I was so desperate. And I said, God, like, I need people to do life with, right? I need people who like things I like and like want to do things together. And you know what I mean? I don't mean that in a selfish way, but I want someone to just be a friend. And lo and behold, guess what? I was at the gym the next day, and I was on this ab machine, which if you're watching on YouTube, you guys know you pull the little thing down and you kind of crunch your legs up and you pull like your thoracic cavity down. That's an interesting word. And this guy walks by me, and he kind of got like semi close to me, but there's a lot of people in the gym. And I noticed his hat on the front said "Forgiven." And I was like, well, that's interesting, because we're in Hollywood, not Hollywood. And that was very rare. You don't see that out there. And that like blew my mind. Like, you see people with upside down crosses out there, not that. And I was super anxious and I was like, okay, am I supposed to introduce myself? Because now I have a chance to make a friend who likes to do the things that I like to do. And I saw where he was going to work out. And I said, okay, I'm going to do 5 more sets. No, 10 more sets. No, I'm going to do 15 more sets. I didn't actually do 15. But if he's still there, then I'll go introduce myself, because obviously I was a little nervous about it. It kind of feels weird, you know? And I'm sure you guys know the rest of the story. I went and introduced myself, and he invited me to Bible study that night, and I went, and I met some of the most wonderful people who would stand next to me in my wedding. Okay, this is just what a wonderful way that God showed up when I cried out to him. And he created streams in a wasteland. He saw my wilderness of the soul that was barren, and he sent rushing waters to flood through it and bring new life. And that's a time that I've like felt God's presence. I felt him so quickly from the night before to the next day, answer that prayer like that. And that was incredible. And I wish I could hear your stories. I wish that we could all just hang out together and I could hear the ways that you have felt God's presence. And there's several more than that. We don't want to waste time on that, but I feel encouraged even sharing this with you all about friendship with God and knowing that he goes with us. He hasn't left us alone. We're not wandering alone. We have him. We have him with us. Emmanuel, God with us. But we can't like ignore that. We have to press into that. We have to remember that. And we have to embrace it. We have to tell our soul that is just desperate. It's to have its thirst quenched. It's desperate to have any type of feeling. It's desperate for some type of connection. And we have to tell our soul, God has that for us. He is the living water. He quenches our thirst. He never leaves our side. He is there for us. And we get to do life with him forever and ever until the end of age. And that's what scripture tells us. And so we have to like remind ourselves that, and honestly minister to our own hearts, because that can be what's really hard in those times of being in the wilderness, is it's so isolating. You feel like you don't have anybody. And if you do, you feel like they don't understand you, but God does. And God will use other people to understand you or to support you or help you, just like he did me in that situation. But we have to minister to our soul, to our souls with the truth of God, and not allow the enemy to get what he wants, which is an isolated Christian away from community, away from the loving care of believers, away from friends. I'm going to pray sign out. Lord, I'm so encouraged by you. Thank you for all the ways that you've shown up for us, God, that we remember. And God, honestly, thank you for all the ways that you've shown up for us that we don't even know. We haven't even acknowledged. We haven't seen. Lord, we worship you for those things of the unseen that you did for us. Thank you for sustaining us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll help us remember the good works that you have done on our behalf. That way we can remember that you are dependable. You are a good father. We can run to you in our time of need, and you show up for us, God, and you never leave us nor forsake us. In your son's name we pray, amen. Well, amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Au revoir.